את פניה לא אבטר להזכיר לה ואשיר כאן באוזניה עד שתפקח את עיניה
אחרת. I have no other country. Ladies and gentlemen, we've arrived at what Miss, you might want to call the Super Bowl of the Israel Hour here. It's Israeli Independence Day 2008-57-68. Yom HaTzmaut is observed this week in Israel, and we're so proud to observe it with you right here on the Israel Hour. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. We're also on the internet, www.israelhour.com. You can reach me, 732-932-8800. Email info@israelhour.com. And AOL Instant Messenger, Israel Hour RU. My name is Josh Rohn, and I wish you a Chag Sameach from all of us at the Israel Hour as we get ready to kick off Israeli Independence Day, Yom HaTzmaut, in style with some great Israeli music. We would love to hear from you, so get in touch with me. We also may have a special guest today. We'll let you know about that. We're not going to jinx ourselves in advance. Now, of course, the way Israel celebrates Israeli Independence Day is always in an interesting way, very different, I guess, from what might be considered the norm. They take a day to celebrate, to commemorate Israel's fallen, the fallen Israeli soldiers who have fallen in battle on Yom HaZikaron each year, but right before Yom HaTzmaut. And the mood very quickly turns from Yagon L'Simcha, from sadness to celebration. We need to commemorate Yom HaZikaron in some way here on the Israel Hour before we get our own Israeli Yom HaTzmaut party started. And we'll do it in an interesting way, not to sit and weep over the tragedies that have fallen Israel, but to be optimistic for the future with a vote of peace, with a song of peace. A Shir L'Shalom, as we commemorate Yom HaZikaron, and coming up next, Yom HaTzmaut, right here on the Israel Hour. Thanks so much for tuning in, 88.7 WRSU-FM.
Thank you. משלח הדור ובעד לפרחים
על תביד ולאחור הניחו להותפים עיניים בטיפה לא דרך בבחור שירו שיר לאהבה ולא
Testing 1-2.
Testing 1-2.
של העם היהודי להיות ככל עם ועם עומד ברשות עצמו במדינתו הריבונית. לפיכך נתכנסנו אנו חברי מועצת העם סוגי היישוב העברי והתנועה הציונית ביום סיום המנדט הבריטי על ארץ ישראל תוקף זכותנו הטבעית וההיסטורית על יסוד החלטת עצרת האומות המאוחדות אנו מכריזים בזאת על הקמת מדינה יהודית בארץ ישראל
ישראל, 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 קולות המלחמה, מלחמה, מלחמה דם ודמדם ודמדם דגל המדינה
ישראל
היא מדינת ישראל
אני מגן דוד אדומי האחרון
הארץ בגלים ובגלים עם רוכב גלים וגלים עם רמי האחר
בפריז וגם ברומא ראיתי את שבעת פלאי תבל בקוטב הצפוני וגם דרומה אך אין מקום כמו ארץ ישראל וכמו גלויות של נוף יפות תמונות בזיכרוני עפות כמו בעד עדשה של מצלמה בתרמילי אותן עשה לכל מקום בכל מסע כדי פסיפס מתוך תמונה שלמה שלום לך ארץ נהדרת עבדך הדל נושא לך שיר מזמור גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור צריחי המגדלים בירושלים בסמטאות השוק הצבעוני גגות הרעבים של גבעתיים הניבטים מבעד חלונים את האוויר בתל אביב את סבתי ואת סבי את החלב את נרות שבת את ים המלח מול אדום ואשת לוט צופה לסדום ואת הקיץ אורך האלה שלום לך ארץ נהדרת עבדך דל נושא לך שיר מזמור גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור מימיה הכחולים של הכינרת התואם מעט והרגשת הבית המוכרת בתוך אורכי זורמת כמו חשמל הרי גליל והשומרון הפרדסים שבשרון וילדים בגן המושבה את הכרמל ואת הים אחד אחד ואת כולם תמיד קורצים אומרים ברוך הבא שלום לך ארץ נהדרת עבדך דל נושא לך שיר מזמור גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור
It is the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. Shalom lach eretz nederet, a beautiful country of Israel by Yoram Gaon. Before that, Ben Gurion with the official announcement of the independence of the state of Israel, modernized a little bit for the 21st century, I think. Shir LeShalom before that, in honor of Yom HaZikaron, thanks to Dvir in South Africa for that great suggestion. We appreciate that. And we started off with a song that really brings it all together on a day like today. En Li Eretz Acheret, I have no other country, Gali Atari on the Israel Hour. It's give us a call, 732-932-8800. Let us know how you're celebrating Yom HaTzmud in your neck of the woods. Lots of big celebrations this year in honor of Israel's 60th, including one at Radio City Music Hall. We'll tell you more about that in just a little while. But that should be really lots of fun. Another huge event going on in California. And Israeli musicians performing all over North America this week. I can't believe all of them have left Israel on this big day of Yom HaTzmud, but I guess they follow the money, maybe? I don't know. But we're very excited to have him in our neighborhood, and we hope that many of you will take the opportunity to go see an amazing Israeli concert to celebrate 60 years of the State of Israel. Now, this year, we have a brand new song in honor of Yom HaTzmaut, and it's really an interesting one, blending old and new in a big way, Subliminal and Hagivatron. A combination you probably never thought you would see in Israeli music, but it's happened, and they've gotten together to record a song called Bat Shishim in honor of Israel's 60th. Let's check it out right now on the Israel Hour.
שמתגברת על כל הקשיים בכל המובנים דואגת לילדים שלה וגם למייסדים קולטת עלייה לומדים מניסיון אז נזכור מה שהיה ונעשה את זה נכון ניקח אחריות המדינה הזאת שלנו לא נגיע לכלום אם לא נזכור מאיפה באנו דור חדש קורא את המגרש רובם לא מנוסים מספיק ולב ליבם נרגש כמהים לשלום היד כבר מושטת אבל ב-GPS הם לא יודעים לאן ללכת אז בוא נמצא צעד צעד ולא פחד נשיג את כל שנבקש אם נשאר ביחד נביט למציאות עמוק בתוך העיניים ונבנה עתיד טוב יותר בעבודת כפיים כפיים, כפיים
אמיתי
תל אביב מה נהיה מים השיבולים שמסביב אהבה נגילה וסיגריה ונגילה בללייקה קקלינקה מקרנה גסולינה צ'יליבים צ'יליבום צ'יליבים בום 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 תן לבב את המיקרופון ואיזה משהו טוב ילגום על הגל גבעתון סבלימינל כובשים את המצדים הם חומנים מגדל ושיר יום הולדת לארצנו הקטנטונת מגיע למזל טוב כי אם יש ענקי דום אכן סיבה לדאגות 60 זה כולה 6 בשנים של מדינות אוהב מהלב וכותב לך גברת אתה אחת ואין לנו אחרת
שיריים קלה יפה פייה
מאור חמה יחדיו נקה פה שורש אל לב האדמה אל מעיינות הזון אל בארות התום מולדת ללא תואר בצועניתו
Yom HaTzmaut number 60, Israel's 60th birthday, celebrated right here on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. Lakat Pikud HaTzafon, Od Lo Tamu Kop La'ayich, a song originally by Rami Kleinstein. And Subliminal and with Hagivat Ron, with a great song called Bat Shishim on the Israel Hour, in honor of Israel's 60th birthday. Big news, by the way, my friends, we expect to have Noah on this program in just a few minutes. Of course, nothing is set in stone around here until it actually happens, so we'll see what happens, but that is our intention. Noah, the famous Achinoam Nini, expected to join us in just a few minutes right here on the Israel Hour. This week, May 7th, is the big event at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. This is exciting. I can't wait. Idan Reichel, Abanot Nechama, Matis Yahu, Rami Kleinstein, David Broza, John Zorn, and Paul Schaefer celebrating Israel's 60th anniversary at Radio City Music Hall this week on May 7th. Opening doors open at 7 p.m. Concert begins at 8 p.m. For information, go to 60at60.org. That's 60at60.org or call 212-608-0555. 212-608-0555 should be an incredible event. In addition, there are Israeli music performances going on all over the place these days. The website 60 at 60 has all the information. Rami Kleinstein is going to be in Deal, New Jersey this week and all over the country. Habanot Nechama coming May 13th to the Highline Ballroom in New York City. Noah performing at NYU, I believe, on May 15th. She'll also be in Englewood, New Jersey this week. Go to 60at60.org for all the information. And a great week for Israeli music here in the USA. Let's move on. We're continuing our Israeli music Yom HaAtzmaut celebration with Arik Lavie.
זווה, אבל מלא בתקווה אתה בוכה וצוחק כותב מילה ומוחק אתה שואל ועונה אתה אוהב כמו שונא אתה בן רגע נוסק ואז פתאום מתרסק אתה ישראלי כמו החול שנודד כמו החום היוקד כמו החול אתה נשבר וממשיך עד הבוקר ומה שלא יהיה ולאן שלא תפנה כן מה שלא יהיה אתה לא תשתנה אתה ישראלי שלא יהיה אתה לא תשתנה אתה ישראלי אתה ישראלי אתה שולף וחוטף ואת האוכל טורף אתה ניזון משמועות וחיים מלב דעות אתה כבר לא מאמין נזרק בין שמאל לימין תמיד עושה בעיות אך מרגש על מאות אתה ישראלי כמו החול שנוטט כמו החום היוקד כמו החוף הבודד אתה נשבר ממשיך עד הבוקר ומה שלא יהיה ולאן שלא תפנה כן מה שלא יהיה אתה לא תשתנה אתה ישראלי מה שלא יהיה ולאן לאן שלא תפנה כן מה שלא יהיה אתה לא תשתנה אבל מלא בתקווה אתה בוכה וצוחק כותב מילה ומוחק אתה שואל ועונה אתה אוהב כמו שונא אתה בן רגע נוסק ואז פתאום מתרסק אתה ישראלי אתה ישראלי
אתה אומר לי נומי נומי עוד עיניך עצומות והרדיו מקשקש בשפת הקודש על העומס שבין ראשון לגנות שבאתן מתנגד החלטתי ככה אתה אומר לי אני ואת נוסעים אך לא לעבודה אולי נבדוק את המפלס של הכנרת או בשביל שוקו נתגלגל עד יוד ותה שבתן מתנגן בפודקאס נטיל בגינס שיר
on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU with Boker as we're celebrating Yom HaTzmaut on the Israel Hour this week. And Noah is on our telephone lines right now. Noah, are you there?
Hi.
How are you?
Yes. The line is not so good. I'm sorry, but I'm here.
Okay, I hope you can hear me. We're so glad to have you on the radio. You've always been a great friend to the show, and I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So a Chag Sameach in advance to you for Yom HaTzmaut, and I cannot believe how you and so many other Israeli performers are coming to this side of the Atlantic for Yom HaTzmaut this year. Is there anyone left in Israel to perform?
Of course, there are plenty of artists, and I know that the celebrations that are planned are magnificent. But Israel is a country blessed with many, many artists, so Israeli artists have also been traveling abroad, not only to the United States, but all over the world to celebrate Israel's 60th.
Now, let me ask you, do you feel really homesick? Is it hard for you to be away from Israel on Yom HaTzmaut, especially on this big milestone year?
Well, to tell you the truth, I feel fine. We just arrived this morning in Miami, and we have a tour of the United States. And even though we're not in Israel, we feel the Israeli spirit very, very strong, and we're glad to be able to share our music with people outside of Israel as well.
All right, well, we know you've been everywhere, and we're so glad to have you here. It's nice to see you in the United States.
Thank you.
So, Jeans and Jeans is the title of the new album, and it's a great one. We love it so far from what we've heard. And
thank you.
Can you tell me about the album? I know it's a little different from some of the ones you've done in the past, at least the international ones.
Well, in this album, I decided to trace my family's history from Yemen to Israel and from Israel to America and then back to Israel. Spent a long time listening to my grandmother's stories about everything that had happened to the family and also learning more Yemenite songs, getting deeply into the Yemenite songs. And then I took these Yemenite songs together with Gil Dor, of course, my long-standing partner, and transformed them into something that was more personal for me, writing new English lyrics and arranging them in a special way. And I also wrote English songs that were inspired by the things that I learned from the family and by these Yemenite songs. So the result, I think, is I think it's our best album, and we were very, very proud of it. And it was also made totally at home in my home studio in Israel.
Wow.
Produced by Gil Dor, all Israeli musicians. And so far it's been getting fantastic reviews everywhere. We've already toured with it in parts of Europe, and we'll be touring throughout the end of 2008.
That sounds great. But honestly, Noah, I mean, your previous international albums have been getting more and more exclusively English. And while the Israeli and Jewish communities around the world might love this kind of thing, how is this playing to non-Jewish audiences around the world, in Europe and elsewhere?
I have to remind you that I was born in Israel but raised in the United States.
Right.
I spent the first 17 years of my life in America. My first language is English, reading, writing, and poetry, definitely in English. So that when I make albums in Hebrew, that is extraordinary. For me, it is very natural to sing and perform in English. What I've been trying to do is to fuse the three parts of my personality, meaning English, Hebrew, and Yemenite, in different variations throughout my career. With this album, it was really connected specifically to the family history, and it has been really very, very, very well received, both in Israel and abroad.
That's great. I'm glad to hear it. And I thought I heard what maybe some of your family members on the album as well?
Yeah, my grandmother, who's 87 years old, is singing a song, a Yemenite song there, and then right after that, you can hear the version that Gil and I did of that same song. And my mother, father, and sister also sing the Yemenite Jewish prayer called Lecha Dodi, which is very, very beautiful. It was important for me to involve them in the album as well.
That's very nice. That's very nice. Noah, last time we saw you, we made a trip to Israel, and we saw you doing a really great, exciting concert called Noah Sings Jazz. We loved it in Israel, and any possibility to do more with that concept?
Yeah, I might do that again. That was really a fun thing that we did for the summer. I have to record that at some point.
Yeah.
I haven't gone around for it yet because I was really busy making this new album. That's, you know, jazz is eternal. You can always do it. So whenever we feel like, you know, like we're just being playful or going on for easy, more relaxed, more improvisational, then we'll go back to doing that kind of thing. But the main thing that we've invested our time and energy in over all of these years is building a career as singer-songwriters and creating original music, which has our own personal twist. By ours, I mean myself and Gil Dor, as I said, my wonderful musical partner. And so we're always going to do that as our mainstream creative activity. And then all kinds of options. I've done the politics songs, I've played the symphony orchestras, and then jazz as well.
Well, it was very exciting, and we can tell you were having a whole lot of fun on stage that night.
Yeah, it was fun.
So now you bring your tour to the U.S. and making all kinds of stops all over the place. Los Angeles, I believe I saw St. Louis in there, and some other places.
Yeah, New York City and Los Angeles and Detroit and Irvine and New Jersey and Miami.
Wow, very nice. And, of course, our core audience is here. And although we're heard all over the world on the Internet, our core audience is New York and New Jersey. So what do you have in store for these incredible concerts here in the U.S.?
Well, first of all, there are two concerts, one of them in Englewood in New Jersey.
Right.
And one of them in the Skirball Center in New York on May 15th. So first of all are welcome to come. The concert is based on the new album On Jeans and Jeans with songs in English and Hebrew and Yemenite. But there will also be a selection of my greatest hits, whoever knows my material from before, Hebrew songs that people have grown connected to over the years, like Uri and Boy Kala, and Ilanot, etc. And we have a wonderful band with us, and I dance in this show more than I did in the past. I do sort of fusion Yemenite dancing, which is interesting, and of course play percussion and guitar, and I hope people will come see it. I think it's a great show.
What's it like for you to perform back in New York, the place where you spent most of your time growing up?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's always exciting to come back to New York. I always get very nervous. Especially since there are always musicians that come see the shows in New York this year. Pat Metheny is going to come see us. And, of course, it's very exciting to perform with somebody that we admire so much, which is Pat. And other record company and critics, etc. Not to mention my friends from school. So, yeah, I'm very excited about the New York show.
That's great. And also, Los Angeles, you're doing something really exciting, and you're involved in a concert with all kinds of other Israeli performers. Have you ever done anything like that before?
No, I actually have not, not in that context. I mean, I've done concerts with other performers, but never in this specific context of Israeli artists abroad, because normally my shows are abroad or I do alone. This time it's with Rami Kleinstein and Idan Reichel and Habanot Nechama, which is a very, very cool ensemble. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
And The only unfortunate thing is that because there are many artists and every artist gets to play only a short set, which is a bit frustrating. But I'm happy to be sharing the stage with all of these wonderful performers.
All right. Well, so we're very excited about all these shows. Listeners have a great opportunity to see Noah all over the USA, and we're so happy to have her here. And one last question. What do you have in store for the future? What are you working on? I know you're touring all over the place. I don't know when you ever go to sleep, but what's next for you?
Right now, I'm really deeply involved with this tour and this album, which we worked so hard to produce and to release, and we've been so happy with the reactions to this album all over the world. I continue to be involved in a lot of peace activity, especially a program that I initiated together with some Palestinian Israeli friends called The Kinetics of Peace, which is beautiful. You can read about it on my site on noahsmusic.com, and we're hopeful that that will continue to get a lot of support. And in addition, of course, I'm a mother to two children, which takes up a lot of my time. music projects I'm not thinking about right now. I'm just involved in what's going on now.
All right. Well, Noah, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. You've always been such a good friend to our show over the years, and we're so glad to have you back on the air. And good luck with this current selection of tours and concerts all over the place. And like I said, Chag Sameach in advance.
Tada rabba. Thank you.
Noah on the Israel Hour, and we move on with more of her music. Here she is.
Stam Chiyuch lelo siba Tom Yamim shel ahava Shir Yashan leor וריח משקר שלך וכך אותך אני זוכר די שוטף את העולם חום הולך ונעלם צחוק מאיר את השמיים מזכיר שהמשחק נמשך והחיים יפים כל כך אסתכל מתוך עיניי אחבק אותך ויחד ננצח במשחק בין מציאות לחלומות בין האושר לדמעות תמיד אוהב אותך מאוד אם הקסם שבלב נשכח את הכאב רק עוד רגע ובינתיים נזכור שהמשחק נמשך והחיים יפים כל כך נזכור שהמשחק נמשך והחיים יפים כל כך נזכור שהמשחק נמשך והחיים יפים כל כך
The The one and only Achinoam Nini Noah on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. Give me a call, 732-932-8800. Email me, info@israelhour.com. Thank you so much to Noah for joining us on the air. We're always glad to talk to her, and she's always so wonderful. We appreciate that. And go see her. Go check her out somewhere in the USA. She's all over the place. Go to 60at60.org, www.60at60.org. For more information on wherever she'll be this coming week and next. We are continuing our Yom HaTzmaut celebration as we celebrate 60 years of the State of Israel. We're doing it this week because I believe we're preempted next week, so we won't be on the air next Sunday. So enjoy and celebrate with us on the Israel Hour.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating 60 years of the State of Israel this week on the Israel Hour at 8.7 WRSU.
הדרורים קוראים כולם על גגו של העולם ואנחנו מזמרים אלפיים ידידי אגב אורך כל החג הזה שלך כך אותו סאהו על כפיים ישראל שלי חוגגת ונבא ומתמוגגת היא עונה חגוג יובל אלפיים ישראל שלי חוגגת חלומות כחולים עודגת ושירי שלי זה הפרוויים ישראל שלי חוגגת חלומות כחולים עודגת ושירי שלי זה העיר שלי יפה והארץ ביצופה מגישה לי דבש וגם תפוח טוב לי טוב ויש לי תנאי והשקט בעיניי ואני פתאום כל כך בטוח ישראל שלי חוגגת ונבא ומתמוגגת היא עונה חגוג יובל אלפיים ישראל שלי חוגגת חלומות כחולים עולגת ושירי שלי זה הפרוויים ישראל שלי חוגגת חלומות כחולים עולגת ושירי שלי זה תגלי הערב כאן נחכה לך בלבן זה החג שלך וגם שלנו נשק לך על לחייך ואנחנו נחייך כמה טוב שעד לכאן הגענו ישראל שלי חוגגת ונבא ומתמוגגת היא אותה חגוג יובל אלפיים ישראל שלי חוגגת חלומות כחולים עורגת ושירי שלי זה הפרוויים ישראל שלי חוגגת חלומות כחולים עורגת ושירי שלי זה הפרוויים ושירי שלי זה
Israel Sheli Chogeget. Israel celebrates their 60th birthday this week for Yom HaTzmaut 5768. And we're so glad that you could be a part of it by celebrating with us right here on the Israel Hour. Once again, be sure to check out 60at60.org for a great Israeli music celebration at where else? Radio City Music Hall. Wow. Idan Reichel, Abanot Nechama, Matis Yahu, Rami Kleinstein, David Broza, John Zorn, and Paul Schaefer from The Late Show with David Letterman. So check that out. Radio City Music Hall. Call 212-608-0555. 212-608-0555. We are preempted next Sunday by WRSU Sports, so be sure to tune in 2 weeks. We'll be back with another great edition of the Israel Hour. Chag Sameach to all of you. Make sure you celebrate in a big way this year on Yom HaTzmaut. And remember, Israel's fallen a day before on Yom HaZikaron. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, my name is Josh Rohn. You are tuned to 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. The Voice of Greece is coming up next. Shalom Alitrod from the Israel Hour. Al Tafsiku Lashir and Chag Sameach.